True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Jimmy's 40th birthday. It's the Jimmy 40th birthday show. Very exciting for everyone involved with the program. We're going to play this hour, because today is National Cake Day, we're going to play this hour the chocolate cake, frozen chocolate cake episode. Huh. And I know you want to play something for Jimmy's birthday, but I mean, it's only appropriate on National Cake Day. I mean, we only get one National Cake Day a year, so we're going to have to do that.
Not really, because there's a National Chocolate Cake Day.
I'm fascinated that you wouldn't know how to thaw out a chocolate cake, but you'll eat a lasagna cold. It seems like there may be an issue with, I don't know, the way you approach food and temperature. Is that possible?
I don't know exactly how you're making that correlation. To be quite honest here, Hawk, I love cold food.
I don't mind cold food, but like cold spaghetti, would you? But, I mean,
Hawk, I'm telling you, I love cold food. It's probably like, you know, you hear people talk about red flags about other people. This is probably my biggest red flag. I like cold pasta. I'm talking cooked, then refrigerated, next day leftovers, cold pasta. I like cold rice. I like cold foods that people would probably find disgusting cold. I genuinely enjoy just fridge.
I'm down with cold pizza.
Yeah, yeah, but
and
everybody
I'm down
likes
with cold Chinese food. Cold I'm with Chinese you on the food. Rice, like right out of the container. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, some people but really like, enjoy cold fried chicken as well.
I like that better than hot fried chicken. I like cold fried chicken better than hot fried chicken.
Yeah. Cold spaghetti?
Pastas, though. Italian food, other than pizza, the pastas, like a lasagna, I'm having a difficult time imagining enjoying cold.
I love it cold. I like genuinely, I almost prefer it cold out of the fridge the next day than I would tossing it into a microwave and nuking it. Just the coldness of the actual pasta, it does something for me, man. It really does.
Fascinating to me. Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Game Day Uncensored, Sunday, 9 a.m., 104.3 FM WQAM. Solana, Brendan Tobin, Omar Kelly, and Chris Perkins. Get you ready for Miami and New Orleans. Would you like some of the prop bets for the Dolphins-Saints game on the Hard Rock Bet app?
I absolutely would, Hawk.
Line is still Dolphins -5.5. That really hasn't moved since it first came out. Look-ahead line was Dolphins -3.5, but when it opened, it was Dolphins -5.5 because they're on a little two-game heater there. Passing, Tua, passing yards, 224.5. Tyler Shuck, passing yards, 216.5.
Man, do you think this is a game? Because we did this against the Commanders. Oh, the Dolphins are going to have a sizable lead, right? Marcus Mariota is going to have to throw the ball a bunch. Dolphins are going to be up 2 touchdowns. Look how bad the Commanders are. Is this one of these games where we think Shuck's going to have the ball down a couple scores the entire second half? because I want to believe it is, but the Commanders game was proof that the Dolphins aren't going to route anybody. Like, the idea right. they're going to do what they did to the Falcons to anybody else is just fool's gold. I don't want to get fooled by that thought again.
How about Devon Achane rushing over? What do you think the yardage is set at?
88.5.
78.5.
Hmm.
No Tua rushing totals yet.
He didn't hit it against the Commanders. He didn't go over a half yard.
No, he did not. Yeah, and the over-under for the game, I think it was 41 yesterday, 42 today. Before we get headlines, let me just look at the Heat lines for tonight, as long as we're looking at lines. Heat, you want to guess what the line is tonight, Heat Bucks?
I would say the Heat are 4.5-point favorites over the Bucks.
8.5-point favorites.
That's because Giannis is currently questionable, and I don't think people expect him to play if he does
they
play.
They do have a point prop for him, though, so I think this is including Giannis in the lineup for the Bucks.
Huh. Wow.
Because his point prop is 28.5.
Jeez. Damn, man.
You want to guess Tyler Hero over under on points?
22.5.
20.5. Norman Powell?
18.5.
18.5, bam.
17.5. Are we back to 17.5 every game?
Yeah. Wiggins, 13.5. Kalel Ware, 12.5. Davion Mitchell, 8.5. Pelle Larsen, 8.5.
What's Jaime?
He's not listed. Hmm. So is he injured?
I wasn't aware of a Jaime Jaquez Jr. injury. That's pretty bizarre. Oh, yeah.
Props.
Jaime, questionable right hip tightness. He is questionable.
So they're assuming he's not going to play just based on not having a prop up for him.
Well, that sucks.
Aren't you the pregame host?
Well, I mean, that sucks, man. What happened there?
Changes everything. All right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
How'd I miss that? Heat looking for their sixth straight. Hawk, I have a list here from USA Today. Grades for every NBA team.
I have that. Oh. I was going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour today. Funny.
I'll skip it then. We can do it in the 4 o'clock hour.
Now you can't quiz me on it because I know what the answers are.
I was only going to ask you, who do you think has the better grade, the Miami Heat or the Chicago Bulls?
Well done. That's a good game out of you.
Do you have then? It appears that we have our algorithms are clearly in sync with one another. Do you have this from Frank Schwab in Yahoo? NFL Thanksgiving preview, comparing the three Thanksgiving games to your favorite dishes?
No.
All right.
I love Frank Schwab.
Yeah. So turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes. Which game of the three tomorrow is the turking, stuffing, and mashed potatoes?
Turking?
Turking?
Say turking?
I heard turking.
I'm pretty sure I said turkey. All right,
no,
birthday boy.
I'm going to say you said turking. Uh-huh. I'm going to say the turkey game, which I'm assuming is the big one, the entree, or is he saying turkey as in a turkey, like a bad thing?
No, he's saying turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes. That's the best part of the Thanksgiving meal. I think he's saying this is the best one.
Well, that's up for debate as well, but I'll say the turkey game is Dallas-KC.
No. Dallas KC is not. He's calling the Packers Lions game.
Okay.
The turkey, stuffing, and mashed potatoes.
Oh, I thought you were saying one was a turkey, one was stuffing, one was mashed potatoes.
No. This is just one column here. Turkey, stuffing,
gotcha.
Mashed potatoes.
I misunderstood. So I thought you were asking, okay. So what are the other choices?
Pumpkin pie.
Uh-huh.
And that odd side dish that doesn't look great but actually tastes okay.
Oh, that'll be the Ravens-Bengals game.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Yeah. Bingo. So pumpkin pie is Chiefs at Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am fascinated with that game. Kansas City, a 3-point favorite over the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, either of these two teams technically still in the hunt. KC, if they win, they're 7-5. They're on the road, and everybody's like, all right, they'll be all right. They'll make the playoffs. But if they lose that game...
I like Dallas in that game. I told you in the parlay I took Dallas. I think what's at play here is, again, this recency bias. You watched KC come back against Indy, and I think everyone's like, oh, they can do no wrong. Somehow they're going to come back and win every game. And I think Dallas is good enough, and I think Kansas City is fallible enough that Dallas wins this game.
Fallible, you say, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tonight's Heat game, by the way, is at 7:30. Cup game, the Florida Panthers play tonight. They got the Flyers at home. That is a 7 p.m. puck drop. That game will be on AM 560.
You know what the definition of fallible is?
Easily capable of falling.
Capable of making mistakes.
Hmm. Faulty.
When I say the team is fallible.
Right.
Or, second definition, your favorite word. Or being erroneous.
Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts. The word fallible just reminds me of phallus for whatever reason.
Well, maybe you're always thinking about that.
Hawk, when you were off, we had just kind of spitballed Appel, Crowder, Jimmy, and myself about Christmas movies and Home Alone specifically. Why they haven't made a Home Alone sequel yet. Like, why? What's going on?
And you know I've never
here?
Seen that, right? We've covered that.
I think that's how we got into it, where I was reading off, because I have a list here of movies you've never seen, movies Appel's never seen. He admitted he's never seen any of the Jurassic Park movies, which is just insane. It just, honestly, it's
kind of annoying.
It just disgusts me. Like, Jurassic Park? Are you kidding me? Come on.
But they're making a Home Alone sequel, I saw, or Macaulay Culkin's open to it.
So I don't know if you heard our segment or not, but we kind of spitballed on not only the Home Alone sequel, how obvious it is to just make one. Everybody's dying for nostalgia nowadays, but what it could be, like what the plot could be. And Macaulay Culkin wants to make a Home Alone sequel. And his idea is that Kevin McAllister, who's Macaulay Culkin in the movie, has to face off against his son to get into their locked house.
Hmm.
But this
like
doesn't
Squid Game.
Sure. Yeah, this doesn't exactly hit since you haven't seen any of the movies, but
I saw Squid Game.
Worth watching, Squid Game?
Yeah, the original was so good. I haven't been able to get through the second season, but the original season was so good.
Yeah, but I get the point. Yeah.
That's how I feel about Home Alone.
How can you say that if you haven't seen it?
Because I got the point. I saw the commercials.
Got reeled right in, huh, Jimmy?
Yep.
You got reeled right in.
Yep.
I was at lunch today with Whittingham and Appel, and Appel said, I got to give Solana and Crowder credit for not getting reeled in on your Epcot Center bait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to. I really wanted to, but.
You showed good restraint.
Jimmy, what cake are you eating tonight, by the way?
Tomorrow. The cake is tomorrow, actually. For Thanksgiving, because I'll be at the game, so
right,
I can't
right.
have cake tonight, so it's gonna be
what
tomorrow.
What have you done special for your 40th birthday so far today?
Nothing. Woke up, ate breakfast, get ready for work, and drove here.
All right. You have any gifts? Any gifts waiting for you from your family?
I opened them before I left. I got cologne.
I saw you texted us. It was very nice. What was that, Dior?
Dior, yep.
Yeah.
Wearing it that right now.
Oh, I mean, I wish I was there.
Yep.
I wouldn't be able to contain myself.
I'd spray a couple more.
Give him
more.
A kiss on the lips for me, Solana.
I'd put a little bit more spray on, by the way, Jimmy, if it was me. I've always been a little insulted with the cologne gift, and I'm not saying you have to, Jimmy. But what are these people telling me that I smell bad? They're giving me cologne.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's a good 40-year-old's gift, though. Cologne. Hey, you get to be 40, you're running out of things to get people.
And I love the cologne too. Like that's
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had run out, so I got more.
You're a cologne guy.
Love cologne.
I didn't know.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Some people really like aromas, perfumes, colognes. You ever walk through the mall and the people are sampling all these different perfumes and colognes?
Ain't me.
Me neither, man.
Crowder gave me a bottle of Prada cologne about 10 years ago when we first started working together, and I bet I could return it.
It's still in the wrapper?
That's how much I've used. I've used 3 sprays in 10 years.
Jimmy and my brother, Daniel, were born on the same day. Just it seems bizarre to me. They share the same
birthday. Daniel celebrating a birthday today?
He is, but they were born, literally, Hawk. They're both 40 today.
Oh, your brother's 40 today?
40, both of them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at that. Wild.
Last thing I wanted to touch on here before we end headlines.
What are you going to have at the game, though, Jimmy, for your birthday? What do you got something special planned for what you're going to eat during the game tonight?
Actually, we're going to get some pub subs on the way.
This is the worst planned trip to a hockey game I've ever heard of.
Oh, man. Yeah, you wish you didn't talk about my turkey.
Are you going with
huh?
your brother?
What was that?
You going with your brother?
Going with my brother, his best friend, and my dad.
Well, how's that possible? I only got you 2 tickets.
I received 4.
Oh well, why didn't? Oh, they sent you 4.
They sent me 4.
Oh well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Look at us.
And a parking pass.
So, you're going to drive home from the station to get to the stadium.
Correct.
And on the way, the 4 of you are going to walk into Publix and get in the pub sub line?
No, he's going to order it online and then we're going to pick it up.
Right, which means you're going to get in the pub sub line because they're never ready.
Never.
Yeah.
What time do you think you're going to get there tonight? Middle of the 3rd period?
No, we're going to get there on time.
You're going to drive home at 5 p.m. from the radio station.
I'm actually leaving a little earlier.
So this is all transpiring behind the scenes. After we pressed him on this, after the first segment, Jimmy came in here very confidently, and he poked his head in the studio and said, "Just so you know, I live right next to the turnpike." I said, "But it doesn't matter. Like, you're driving from here to Miami Lakes. You're leaving at 4:50-ish. He's like, "Well, maybe I'll leave earlier." And I said, "Do you want to leave earlier so you make the game on time?" "Sure." I said, "Okay, so leave after the first segment. No problem. Like, just let Dan Day know." "But now, Jimmy, you're going to go get pub subs. You might have to leave now if you want to make this
game." This is the craziest thing. And then the four of you are going to eat pub subs in the car while you drive?
But I'm not getting them. I'm not picking them up. My brother is. And we're going to have them on the way there.
In the car?
In the car of when we park, and we'll eat it as we get to the arena.
You're gonna have a tailgate?
Not, I mean, depends what time we get there.
What kind of sub are you getting?
Oh, ham and cheese all the way.
Oh, man.
Ham and cheese.
Just getting better and better. Jimmy, are you going to have a beer? That's what I want to know. It's your 40th birthday. You're going to a Panthers game. You're going with it. It sounds like it's an all men's trip.
Get a funky Buddha.
Yeah, like
get a funky Buddha.
Get a brew, man. Throw down a brewski. Come on.
Sure. Or maybe and also a screwdriver.
Yeah, stop by that Jameson Lounge. Get a screwdriver.
Yeah.
All right.
Wild to me because they have all that stadium food to get pub subs before. I don't know. Whatever makes you guys happy.
Plus, Jimmy, notoriously big pizza guy at the stadium. We've gone to the stadium with him a million times. Hawk, you always buy him a pizza. He's a big pizza guy at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Yep. Love the pizza there.
So did you get bullied into the pub subs? I mean, it's your birthday and you got the tickets. Why don't you tell them what they're doing?
No. I was asked, how about we get some pub subs? Like, it was just a suggestion. If I would have said no,
right,
they would have been okay. But I was like,
right, you should have said no. Kiss my ass. We'll get some pizza there, and I'm going to watch the hockey game.
It is kind of Jimmy getting the short end of the stick here. Is it not, Hawk? He loves the pizza at the arena. He got the tickets for his own birthday.
That's what I'm saying. This is all because of him. It's his night.
Crazy, man. And now he's stuck eating a ham and cheese sandwich from Publix.
Yeah. Hey, Herman, how about you let Jimmy have the night?
Herman Jr. Got all quiet.
I'd like to watch a live stream of from the moment you leave the radio station till the moment you get to the Amerant Bank Arena. Are they making you drive also? Someone wants to know on the YouTube chat.
No, I am not driving to the game.
All right.
Yet.
Good point.
Jimmy's going to get home, and his brother's going to say, "Hey, Jimmy, you know what? We're giving your ticket to one of my buddies, so you're just going to hang out at home. And
we got you a pub sub. Watch the game."
And by the way, we're going to need your jersey as well because your dad wants to use it. So you can't even wear your own jersey at home.
Damn. That would be funny, though.
Hey,
just stop by McDonald's. Get McRibs. Poof.
Nah, that's a little bit too far. I don't like McRibs.
All right.
You're 40th, though, man. Live a little. Switch it up.
Nah.
Get the turkey sandwich at the
at Publix?
No, at the club level, at the suite level there.
Turkey car.
The Amerant
Station.
Bank. I mean, people line up for hours.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that instead.
Yeah.
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. That was delightful. South Florida, partly cloudy. You wish you didn't laugh at turkeying now, huh, Jimmy? Wasn't going to give you a lifeline.
Nope. I swear to God, I would watch this live stream and be more engrossed by it than like election night results.
Them in the car throwing down pub subs while sitting in 95 traffic, 8 minutes late for puck drop is a cinematic
pub subs
experience.
Are hard to eat with one hand, I feel like. Yeah. I feel like those are two-hand sandwiches. So whoever's driving is like having a tough time gnawing on that sandwich.
You got to get chips too, right? You're getting a pub sub. You got to get chips. You also need some sort of refreshment, Hawk, whether it's Coke, whether it's whatever it is you want to drink. All this is happening in the car now.
In the
All
car. Yeah, in traffic. And, you know, the pub subs, they shed. That bread sheds.
Yeah.
So there's bread all over the place. There's crumbs all over the place. It's questionable at best. Mm-hmm.
The smell in the car. You've got just a bunch of cold cuts out in the
right.
open.
Yeah. Somebody's getting an Italian and is drenched in oil.
Yeah. Now it smells like Cat's Deli in this car while you're sitting.
What
in
do you
traffic.
Put on the ham and cheese sub, Jimmy?
Plain. Just ham and cheese.
Just ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese.
I had a feeling.
Toasted.
He raw dogs Costco hot dogs, this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put ketchup on them.
Mm, yeah. No, you don't, because I've seen you eat them. Hawk, have you been in a Costco recently? Have you gone to a Costco at all?
Nah, I don't have a Costco card.
Man, what these people do with those hot dogs, the amount of money they make off of these hot dogs is unbelievable. And the chicken bakes.
It was only a buck and a half, though.
But I'm telling you, the line, I was at Costco last weekend, the line for these chicken bakes and the Costco hot dogs, just like the concession area, is insane. Really? Hour-long line for a Costco hot dog. These people love them.
Man, I got to check that out.
Well, Eduardo goes pretty much every day to Costco just to get the Costco dog. So if you ever want to make your way down to Kendall.
Speaking of which, that price from the Costco hot dogs turned 40 as well.
Is that so?
Yeah. The price of them, yeah.
That price of the Costco hot dogs holding up better than you, Jimmy.
That's a fact.
It's 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. That's brought to you by Chillzone AC. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Such a great chat on the YouTube stream. Jimmy driving with his knees while eating his sub, both hands, going over 90 miles per hour on I-75 and missing the exit. Just so perfect.
That's a great visual, too.
That is great. All right, we're going to do the chocolate cake segment in the next segment. It is that time of year. Opening day at Championship Meet at Gulfstream Park is tomorrow. Champions return to Gulfstream Park tomorrow for opening day of Championship Meet, where the world's greatest jockeys, trainers, and thoroughbreds compete for glory every Thursday through Sunday. So you can enjoy the races while dining, you know, trackside at 10 Palms on their premium food. You can watch all the races in Silk Simulcast Room. You can stand against the rail, front row on the apron. You'll feel the power, passion, and excitement of Championship Meet. The weather's beautiful this weekend. If you're not going tomorrow for Thanksgiving, you could go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Make a plan to spend a day at Gulfstream Park soon. They offer the hottest slots and electronic table games and combine the excitement of casino gaming with the thrill of thoroughbred racing. It's all in one electrifying destination. But again, tomorrow is opening day of Championship Meet, and if you want to have your Thanksgiving meal there, you elevate Thanksgiving Day with a unique and thrilling experience at 10 Palms at Gulfstream Park. Gather your family and friends for an incredible spread at 10 Palms while you watch the full day of live racing. Limited tickets available. Get all the details, get your tickets at GulfstreamPark.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know where the Himalayas are?
Himalayas?
Yes.
Of course. South America.
Today's True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more.
Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're going to play the chocolate cake segment. This hour, in fact, in this segment, because it's delightful. And Solana's going to leave a little early today as well, because he's got to get to the Kaseya Center, and I want him to be here to hear it. Usually he takes off, you know, and we play something from his arsenal. I want him to be here to hear it.
Thanks,
so we'll
Hawk.
Do that. This segment.
I appreciate that. Just want you to know I'm very thankful for you in this season of giving thanks.
I do what I can. So today is National Cake Day, and it's very appropriate because Jimmy is celebrating his 40th birthday. And if you see Jimmy tonight, by the way, at the Panthers game, say hi and say happy birthday. Jimmy will be there tonight. He's going to be watching the game, good seats, and wish him a happy birthday. So this is one that I imagine anyone who listens to this show on the regular has heard. If you're new to the show, I think you'll enjoy this segment because we know the people who've heard it before still enjoy it. So Solana is at home. He's doing the show from home, and he had just had ACL surgery, and I had sent him some Chicago-style pizzas, you know, from Lou Malnati's, and a chocolate cake, a frozen chocolate cake, and it was meant to... Because I know you were staying with your parents. It was meant to, like, feed the family. Hey, I know Solana's convalescing there, and here's a little something to help you all through it. Some deep dish pizzas and a chocolate cake.
Yeah, this show, I'm at my parents' house. I think that's an important part of this entire segment.
So here it is, and this is, you'll hear it as it plays through, Solana... not really knowing what to do with this frozen chocolate cake that I sent him. And it's one of, if not my favorite segment that has ever transpired on this program in a decade. And today on National Cake Day, here it is. So over the weekend, I had, because Solana got home from the hospital, I had Chicago deep dish pizzas shipped to his house to feed him and his family, who's taking care of him. You're at your parents' house, right? Not at your house.
Right. Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
You can do the microphone off and on thing again, huh? You're gonna stick with that, huh?
No, I'm here.
it's just so herky jerky because I'm like, yeah. So you're at your parents' house, right? Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
It's ridiculous.
So I had deep dish Chicago pizzas sent to him from Lou Malnati's and some chocolate cake as well. So did you eat the deep dish pizzas?
I ate one of them. I did.
And you ate the whole deep dish pizza yourself?
Mm. I ate 3/4 of it by myself.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's heavy duty. Yeah. And what did you think?
Oh, it was delicious.
What?
Because
you, because I, you know, you always tease me because I order in the pizzas from Chicago and it's expensive, and you're like, just drive down to Kendall. They've got deep dish pizza.
Right.
So what was better?
Yeah, Manhattan, Chicago, and Kendall has deep dish pizza, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Weird. Manhattan, no, but- which is New York, and Kendall, which is not Chicago. Strange that they have good deep dish
great
Chicago
pizza.
They do, yeah.
No, this was really good. It's frozen pizza.
Right. It's so, still shipped, you know, in, so it's not the not like getting it at the restaurant. Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I put a whole pie in, and me and my girlfriend were going to split it, and she ate one like fourth, you cut it into fours, yeah. And she was stuffed.
Yeah.
And I had the first and then my second piece, and then there was one more piece there.
It's
and
the same, this is the same routine know? I have with Lori. Every time I order in Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I'll cut it into fourths. Then after one slice, my wife can't eat anymore. And then I can't just stare at the one piece even though I'm full. Because
right.
They're like, well, right. It's one piece, it's a quarter. And what about that chocolate cake? That was just part of the package. There was a package available, and so I was like, all right, give him a chocolate cake, too. How was that?
Yeah, well, we haven't had it yet because, I indulged into a deep dish pizza. I ate almost the whole thing by myself.
Right,
then
you're
I
not exercising either, so you're probably feeling like extra fat.
I know I am extra fat. I feel like I've gained back all the weight that I lost over the past couple months already, and it's only been 5 days. My parents were going to make it yesterday, but they don't know how to, like, they don't know how to make it. They don't know if they have to thaw it first because it's in the freezer, or if they just throw it in the oven, but it's a chocolate cake. Does it go
no,
in the oven? They don't know how to do
no,
this.
No, it's,
so.
It's a chocolate cake. Put it on the counter, and it'll be room temperature like any other cake. And then after
no,
they...
but it's frozen. It came frozen.
Right. So you don't eat it frozen. Put it on the counter so it thaws out so it looks like an actual chocolate cake. I thought you were doing a bit on me. He texts me.
I was on the thread.
Oh, you were on the thread.
Yes.
So... He snapped me when he got the Chicago pizzas, and I snapped him back, and I just said, hey, I'm going to give you a little hack. It says to cook them for 45 minutes, cook them for an hour and a half, or else it's going to be runny. And I said, okay. He texts us over the weekend, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? And I didn't respond because I thought you were doing a bit. It's a frozen cake. What do you think? You're going to bake it? You're going to bake a cake that's frosted?
I don't know. Ask Deborah. I don't. What the hell do I know about a cake?
It already has frosting on it, right?
Of course, it's in the cake.
you
thought about
cake?
Putting it in the oven to bake?
That's to thaw out a little. You know? maybe.
How many Solanas does it take to make a frozen
Jimmy,
cake?
Have you ever heard of putting a frosted cake in the oven to bake?
Never.
Of course not. It's the craziest thing.
Damn, Jimmy.
Are you serious? So that wasn't a joke when you said, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? I thought you were kidding.
No, I think that's a normal question. I mean, it's something that's frozen. How can we best... how can we get the most out of this frozen cake?
Unfreeze it.
I don't know.
Unfreeze it. It's frozen. So
right,
it,
but I mean, there's several ways you can unfreeze a cake.
Oh,
I mean,
is that so? What? Throw it in the bathtub. You want to throw it in the bathtub? Unfreeze the cake.
No, I mean, you put it in the oven maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You would put. I can't get past this. You would take a frosted cake that's been baked and put it in the oven.
My mom's texting me. We were never putting it in the oven. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that, Deborah, because I think there was a conversation with my dad about maybe, you know, heating up the oven for a little. So I'm not too sure about that.
No, when you want to enjoy the cake, like several hours before you want to enjoy it, take it out of the freezer. And then it'll thaw out. And then after you have a couple slices at room temperature, if you want to put it in the fridge to keep it cool, then that's normal. Like, treat it like a cake.
It's a cake. I just see a whole family sitting around staring at this cake.
Yeah, like,
what are we going to do with this?
This is much like the Da Vinci Code. Something that's going to require some significant effort to figure out. Why did Hawk send us this riddle?
Text Hawk. Get a hint.
I can't believe that. And I'm assuming they don't send instructions with it like they do the pizza, because who the hell would need instructions to thaw out a cake?
Yep, no instructions.
Of course not.
You haven't eaten it yet?
No, they don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the oven?
It's in the oven right now.
They have no idea what to do with it.
No, but what kind of instructions
is that?
Take it out.
They're just staring.
What kind of instructions is that? Oh, just leave it out. No, I don't want to just leave it out.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake, put on plate, take fork, make peace, put in mouth. What instructions would you need? I can't even believe this.
I mean, had you just answered the text message, we could have avoided this.
I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. I cannot believe that.
I don't know how to make
frozen cake. I don't know what to do with it.
It's like an apple pie. You ever get those apple pies? You throw them in the freezer a couple months later. You put them in the oven. They're good as new. Good as new.
Right.
Like they were just baked.
Right. But they don't have frosting on them. Do you understand what would happen if you put a frosted chocolate cake in the oven?
It would defrost much quicker than just leaving it out. I'll tell you that.
Put it in the microwave.
My God. I am stunned.
All right. We're back live. I absolutely love that segment. There's a million reasons why, and I can see from many of the chatters and on the text line too, people love it. There was one guy though, because I responded to him. This is the 17th time you've played this segment this year. Isn't tomorrow and Friday a best of? So I chatted back and I said, hey, go take a 7-minute break if you don't want to hear it. I mean, honestly, 7 minutes. Wait. I mean, come on. And tomorrow's not a best of. Tomorrow is football on this radio station beginning at 12:30, and then Hurricanes basketball after that. Friday is a live show with Josh Appel and Solana till 4 o'clock because Panthers hockey begins at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Hey, Hawk, I just want to point out to that person, we have not done, outside of July 4th, a best of show in maybe the entire year. No joke.
Yeah,
segment,
there's so many things that I want to play, and it's been very content rich, so we haven't had time to do best of.
That segment specifically has not been played. I looked it up since National Chocolate Cake Day, which was months ago. So relax, bro. Settle down.
Relax, SDI guy. But I love that. Happy birthday to you, Jimmy. That was your birthday gift on National Cake Day.
Thank you.
4 o'clock hour's coming up. We'll get headlines. Josh Appel is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a game or a fight over the holiday weekend. They got HDTVs throughout the club and VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. And you know, Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. They wish everyone listening a happy Thanksgiving. Happy and healthy Thanksgiving from Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. And of course, you're looking for a place to give thanks over the holiday weekend. Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach might be the place. And then, of course, you've got football, girls, and beer every Sunday and then Monday night. Enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I didn't realize you were such an expert on this.
I didn't realize you were such an idiot.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.